Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain, where you're in for a treat for the day today because the US-China trade jitters have caused a lot of nervousness across global equities. And even if you look at the Asian screen this morning, the Nikkei, the Hang Seng, etc. are showing a cut of over 1%. In fact, Hang Seng, which was closed for trade yesterday, is showing a downtick of over 1.5% as we speak. And as a result, the SGX Nifty is also suggesting a weak start. And all of this because yesterday China retaliated and hiked tariffs on $60 billion worth of US goods from June 1st. And this came in retaliation to the last week measures by President Donald Trump in the US, wherein they slapped additional tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. But this is not the end of it, perhaps, because latest reports suggest that Donald Trump has said that he has not decided whether to slap tariffs on an additional $325 billion worth of Chinese goods. So that has impacted the global equities across. In fact, the US indices posed the worst day since Jan 2019. We have seen sharp cuts in Dow, which plunged over 700 points at one point of time, and the Nasdaq also ended over 3% lower, and that was led by the cuts in Apple, which saw a cut of around 6%, and other heavyweights like Boeing and Caterpillar were also down about 3-4%. In fact, the volatility index in the US, which is the CBOE volatility index, shot up by 28%, and this is the biggest move that we have seen in 2019. Of course, we have seen a lot of this rhetoric in terms of tweets coming in from President Donald Trump, wherein he says that there will be nobody left in China to do business with, and he says that he's openly telling President Xi and all of his many friends that China will be hurt very badly if they don't make an agreement with the US as of now. So a lot of this trade war tussle and negotiations going around, and as a result of it, the domestic markets have also taken the plunge. So the Nifty has been on a declining trend for the last 9 sessions, and this is the first time it has happened over the last 8 years. So the Nifty posted the 9th straight session of decline, ending below the 11,200 mark, in fact below the 100-day moving average as well. Remember, the next port of call is the 200-day moving average at 11,034, and the SGX Nifty today suggests a weakish start. Of course, yesterday we had the pharma index, which also declined over 4%, led by that sudden plunge in Sun Pharma. But apart from that, Eicher Motors, mid-cap as well as small caps saw deep cut in trade yesterday. And partly that has been on account of the FIIs, which have been selling off. Now, in the last 10 sessions, the FIIs have sold off around 5,600 crore rupees in the cash equity markets, out of which around 1,056 crore rupees selling came just yesterday. Of course, the DIIs tried to match it, and literally penny for penny, because the DIIs purchased around 1,057 crore worth of equity in the cash market, but definitely the FII mood having an impact. In terms of stocks today, well, it is going to be a very market-specific action, and we'll see the impact of all these trade and global jitters more so. But in terms of specific stocks, watch out for Vodafone, because despite the flattish revenue, the margins have expanded, and that's the key positive. Similar story for Godrej Industries, wherein the revenue is just up 1%, but the margins expanded by 500 bips. For MRPL, the numbers are lower than estimates because the revenue is down 15%. On the flip side, SRF reported strong numbers as the revenue is up 28% and the profit is up 54%. There are a lot of reports as well, but in terms of the key stocks that you have to watch in terms of the MSCI India Index Change, we have addition in terms of ICICI Lombard as well as deletion in terms of Cadila Health. And there are many changes to the small cap index as well, wherein there have been 12 additions and 10 deletions. So a lot of stocks really to focus on as well. But the key thing to track would be this, latest coming in from the US-China trade front, because that has been impacting the global markets, and the bears are definitely having an upper hand as we speak.